Okay, the boy side. Today's daf is daf Tzadik Gimel. We're holding the third line from the top of the Amid, where the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Hayoyresh Soimech. We learned back in the Mishnah yesterday, going back to Tzadik Day's Amid Aleph, at the very end of the Mishnah, that a Yoyresh can be Soimech on the carbon of his father, and he's maybe Nesachim, Umeimer, and he has the ability to go and be Meimer, to go and say Zu Tumura Zu. It's not right that he does that. It's against the law. But if this person was Meimer, it was effective, just like if the father had been Meimer in that card. Okay, we're going to see now in the Gemara that it's not so simple, that in fact it's a machloikis. Our Mishnah said the Yoyrish can be Soimech and his ability to be Meimer. Tani Rab Hananya. Kami derava yoyrish einoy seimech yoyrish eina meimer. Just the opposite. Vaanantanan. It says in our Mishnah yoyrish seimech will maybe as nesachav u meimer. That was the kasha that Rava said to Rav Chananya. Omaleisi said ipchoi. Should I go be mahapachit? Loshen bitmiya. In other words, now that you pointed out that our Mishnah says that yoyrish is seimech and meimer, should I go and switch around my brisa and say the same thing? Omalei, loy, you don't have to do that. Because masnisin mani Reb Yehudahi. Although the Gemara uses the expression masnisin, this is one of the few times in Shas that the Gemara refers to a braisa and calls it masnisin. And the Gemara is saying the braisa, which you just quoted, that yodish ain oisema, yodish ain a memer, that goes according to Yehuda. The Sanya, what do we have in another braisa? Yodish soimech, yodish memer, like our Mishnah. The Yehuda oimer, yodish ain a soimech, yodish ain a memer. So therefore, the braisa which you quoted before, in which you said, ain a soimech, ain a memer, that's this Rabbi Yehuda. You cannot say that the masnisim mani Rabbi Yehuda is going in our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that yodish is soimech, and yodish is memer. And Rabbi Yehuda says, befeirish yodish ain a soimech, ain a memer. So therefore, this is one of the few times you find in Shas a reference to masnisim, when really it's referring to a braisa. For those that would like to have a more extensive list, you can look in the Rishash. Whenever you have gemaras like this, the Rishash always points out that it would be more appropriate l'choyde to say braisa, but occasionally you see the word masnisim.
Is there any dispute as far as being in the Sachem?
No, there's no discussion about that. So the assumption is everybody
agrees. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now the focus in Gemara is going to be, what's the reason behind our Mishnah? What's the reason behind Reb Yehuda? What's the reason why Reb Yehuda says that Yodish is Einoi Seimich and Einoi Meimer? Reb Yehuda Karbonoi V'loi Karbon Oviv. You'll remember at the very top of the Yomid, the Gemara quoted three times the word karbonai, which says in the Torah by shlamim three times. Each time they use it for a drasha to go and be moitzi something or be marvi something. And now the Gemara is saying that Yehuda uses a karbonai with a carbon oviv. The Gemara in a few lines is going to ask, what about the three drashas on top? We'll see that shortly. But in the meantime, it says karbonai, that the person who's bringing the carbon, the samach yode al roish karbonoi, on his carbon, was his carbon, of course his carbon. He's not going to bring it on your carbon, my carbon, of course it's his carbon. So therefore, like carbon oviv, this comes to exclude the carbon of his father, that he does not have a din of smicha. Okay, so that tells you about smicha. What about tmura? The yalef tchilas hegdish mi soif hegdish. We learn tchilas hegdish, which means tmura, from the din of soif hegdish, which means smicha. The ma soif hegdish, yorish ain't a soimach, just like by smicha, the yorish is not soimach. Av tchilas hegdish, sin gegrabi tmura, yorish ain't a meimer. Why is tmura called tchilas hegdish? And why is smicha called soif hegdish? The reason why tmura is called tchilas hegdish is because vis-a-vis the animal that you are trying to impose and impress the Kedusha by transferring it from the existing animal. So this new animal that you're trying to act as the transferee of the Kedusha, for it, it's Tchilas Hegdish, because until now it was Choyl. And the Temura that he effected was at least 50% effective, in the sense that although he wasn't able to remove the Kedusha from the first Behema, that remained, however, he extended the Kedusha to the second Behema. So vis-a-vis the second Behema, it's Tchilas Hegdish. Mashing legabe smicha. Smicha is the last moment right prior to the shechita. As soon as the shechita is done, this is no longer kodshim. This is now a yishachnana carbon, and now the Gabi Hilchas Me'ila, for instance, once you do the Zrika Saddam, then there's no Me'ila Gabi the Basa. So the Smicha, prior to the Shchita, the Gemara refers to as Soif Hegdish, because this is the final process until we do the Shchita and then the other Avoidus in the Beis Hamikdash. Anyway, so bottom line is we have a Pasik Legabi Smicha, and we now extend that Pasik and that Drosha Ulsa Legabi Hilchay Smura, that Yoidish Einoi Soimech, Yoidish Einoi Meimer, according to Yehuda. Rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan hold? The Rabbanan hold just the opposite, and they start the other way around. What do I mean the other way around? Shteitachem Pasik Vim Homer Yomer. The Pasik really starts off, Lo Yachlifen, V'lo Yomer Oisai, don't go and do any type of Chalipen or Temura. Vim Homer Yomer, what's that locha? Then, Vayehus Marasa Yekoyish. Zerafai. Why did the Torah say Homer Yomer twice? After all, it just said, Lo Yomer Oisai. It could have said, Vim Heimer Oisai. Was there Homer Yomer? Oh, the Rabbi says a Yorish. Yorish also has the ability to go and be Meimer. And since we now have Aloha Legabi the Yoidish, now we're going to learn the Soimech from the Din of Temura. The Aleph Soif Hegdish, Metchilas Hegdish. Oh, just the other way around. Soif Hegdish meaning Smicha, we're going to learn from Tchilas Hegdish from Temura. Ma Tchilas Hegdish Yoidish Meimer, we just brought the Pasik. Af Soif Hegdish, Yoidish Soimech. So now we know the Makoira is both for Rabbi Yehuda and for Rabban. Yeah.
But Yehuda started out with Sof Hegdish Yorish Enes Somech. What was his source for that? Because so the Rabbanan, he have a lemur.
Korbanai.
Oh, Korban, okay. Thank you.
No problem. So now we're going back each one. What does Rabbanan do with the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda? What does Rabbi Yehuda do with the drasha of the Rabbanan? Frank, you were Rabbanan. Har Korbanai, my Abdi, right? He's right. Korbanai, v'lei Korban Avir. So Akhtimori learns the Korbanai like we learned yesterday at the very top of today's Omer Aleph. You see the first two lines, which we didn't learn yet, because we had learned it already yesterday. We didn't learn it yet today, that is. Korbanei v'lei korban oiv gecholim, that's the top, the second line. Korbanei v'lei korban chaveiro, that's the first line. I don't know why the Gemara is mahapachit, but presumably there's no real significance in that. It's not like the mahapachu the Gemara wanted to do before. Anyway, korbanei v'lei rabbi is called bali korban smicha. Three times that it says, legabe the din of smicha. Carbon nohoi. One comes to tell you your carbon and not the carbon of the goy. Carbon of the carbon chaveroi, not somebody else's carbon. If, for instance, your chaver asks you, do me a favor, bring this carbon to the Semigdish. I don't have time today. I have to go to a closing. I have to go to a meeting. I have to do some Dabar Mitzvah, Echkenish. Go and bring the carbon on my behalf. So he brought on his behalf. And now the Koyan, who's in charge, says to him, Nunu, why don't you do the smicha? He says, well, it's not my carbon. It belongs to somebody else. Oh, well, you're right. You don't go and do smicha for somebody else's carbon. And finally, karbonoi here is not a miut, but it's a riboy. The rabbi is kobal a carbon smicha. Anyone that is part of the shutfus, you can go and bring two or three people together. You can go and bring a carbon oila or a carbon shlomen. So if you have shutfus that are bringing that carbon together, so, Zokto Vimara, each one of them is called Karbanai. It's my carbon, it's your carbon, it's your carbon. All the two or three or four shitfim that are joining together, they all have a din of smicha. So therefore I used up all the three Karbanais already. I don't have an extra carbon to say Karbanai for like Karban Aviv. That's why the Rabbanan respectfully disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara assumes, also learns those same three drushes of V'loi Karm Chaveiroi, V'loi Karm Nevi Kecholim, and the Rabbi's Kolbali Karm Lesmicha. So, Rabbi Yehuda, what is he? How does he have an extra Karbani to teach you Karbani V'loi Karman Aviv? So, tomorrow, Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi's Kolbali Karm Lesmicha, Leslie. Oh, Itaka disagrees. That third drusha of Karbani, the Rabbi's, So what does he hold? So the Chayri holds that you don't need that all the Bali Karban do smicha. The Chayra, one of them should do smicha. Or maybe not. Maybe if there are multiple Balim he holds, none of them do smicha. Does anybody want to go and cast a vote or a suggestion which one is the pshat according to Rabbi Yehuda? Does he hold that only one instead of all three or four or five shutfin? Or does he hold nobody? Because nobody is the singular korbanoi. Anyway, I see everybody's a little bit reluctant, very cautious. Yeah, if you look at the Toisus number 4, the Rabbis called Bali Karm Lesmicha Lesley. That's our Gemara. He doesn't hold to this. Pinch Bekuntis Echad Soimech Ali De Kulan. Oh, Taka one instead of having 3, 4, 5 Shifim, one is Soimech on behalf of all. However, Vereish Temura Pinch Bekuntis Toloi Samchi Klaa. So in fact, it's a machloikis. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? In the case of Korban HaShutvim, is it that only one does the smich instead of all, 2, 3, 4, 5? Or no one does it? So bottom line is, that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds according to the first tzad. We're soon going to have an ikadiyamri or an inami. But in the meantime, since Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with this, Rabbi, it's called Bali Korban Smicha, so I don't need the third Korbanoi to be marba those other Bali Korban. So Mamayla have an extra Korbani left. That third Korbani comes to tell you, Korbanoi Valoi Korban. Oven. Very straightforward, very simple. Vinami, or Sekonzain, that Rabbi Yehuda does agree with that third Rosh of Rabbi, it's called Bali Korban Smicha, and he would agree that all the Balim should go and do the Smicha. Aye, but then we have three carbonites used already at the top. How does he have an extra carbonite to say carbonite v'le carbon of him? We're going to combine carbonite v'le carbon chaveroi together with v'le carbon ayvuk chavim. V'inami islay ayvuk chavim v'chaver mechad kronafke shkoyach. That ayvuk chavim chavi learns together from one. How does he learn together from one? Because it's very, very simple. What the Gemara is telling us is that a yid that comes to the Beis Hamikdash, and they ask him, please, go and do a smicha on this carbon for Yanko, or go and do it for Johnny, or whatever the name is of the guy. The pasuk says, no, it's only the balabatim of the carbon that go and do smicha, not a third party. The third party could be his best friend, he could be his brother, he could be his cousin, makes no difference. It's got to be your carbon and nobody else's carbon. And v'lei karbon ayvuk chavim is already one drasha alone. In other words, you don't need to have two separate karbonim. That one karbonim tells you, if it's your karbon, do smicha. Anybody else's, don't do smicha and finish. L'chay, you can go and say, if that's the case, maybe v'lei karbon aviv as well. No, no, no. Since I know that the son is kamtachas aviv for many halachas, including Yerusha, and that's why he's bringing this carbon in the first place. So maybe this should be deemed now his carbon. He's bringing his father's carbon. If the father didn't leave over carbon, then there's no din of a Yoyrish being soymech. Then he's bringing his own carbon. So it must be that the father left over carbon. And we're being mechayiv him to go and bring his father's carbon. Why? Because he is kamtachas aviv, he's the Yoyrish. No, sol kedai techemina, this is a much stronger connection than carbon chaveroi or carbon akum. Kamash malon, that's why I have the special pasuk according to this man the Omar, karbonoi veloi karbon of. Anyway, because I combined the two together, like carbon chaveroi, like carbon avikachavim, yatle treikroi, and now I have two psukim left. One had karbonoi veloi karbon aviv, that's the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda. V'idech l'ramitz kobali karbon l'smicha. According to this inami, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, if you're multiple shotvim, that they all go and are soymich, and it's not a situation of, like Toisa said, either one or nobody. That's according to the first shot. But according to the inami, Rabbi Yehuda agrees, kobali karbon l'smicha. So now what we've dealt with, the Rabbanan have responded to the reason why they don't subscribe to this karbonoi, for the karbon of, because they use it for the other drushes. But now let's go the other way. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the halach is that a yoyrish cannot be meimer. He says it cannot be soymech, it cannot be meimer. So in Bazoi, what does he do with the homer yomer, which is a double expression that you can be meimer? Not that you can, but it's effective. So Frank Timar, what does that come to be marbe? The rabbi says, so isha comes to include a woman. Why? The whole parasha of Temura is all Lashon Zachar, is Masay Feinu, the Rabbi says Isha. How do I know that an Isha is also included, that she also is not allowed to do a Temura? And if she does a Temura, it is effective. Tamloima Hamir Yamir, that's the double Hamir Yamir to go and say that it's effective. It's interesting that the Gemara asks this question over here, because after all, not all over in Shasta, we say we need a special pasuk regarding Isha. Isha,
right.
So in fact, Tosis asks the Fisha called Inyan Kuloi, Bekama Makoimis Boyikra, Lamait Isha. Sometimes we need one to be Mamait, sometimes we need one to be Marba. Anyway, you have an interesting Tosis over here that talks about why sometimes Chazal felt you need a Riboy, sometimes you felt that you need a Miut. But in general, we normally hold, Gemara says elsewhere, that Hishva HaKosav Isha L'Ish L'Chol Oynshin Shabbat Torah L'Chol Mitzvah Shabbat Torah, generally they are considered to be the same as men, so L'Chol you shouldn't need a special pasuk.
It's a Mitzvah Shalom Hazman Grama.
Exactly, so there's no reason why they should be excluded. And in fact, this is a lav, it's not even a Mitzvah Saseh. You're not supposed to do it tomorrow.
Right, thank you.
No problem. And the Amei Yomer is Vidyev, it's effective. Okay, anyway, bottom line is, so we have this pasuk, Hamer Yomer, according to one man, Yom Hamer Yomer comes to the rabbi, says, Yoyrish, according to the other man, Yom Hamer Yomer comes to the rabbi, says, Isha. Faith of Rabbanan, how do they know that the din of Tamur applies to Isha as well? Darshi me v'im, meaning it says in the pasuk, v'im Hamer Yomer, that the im is okay, because im is saying, if the person is Maimer, then by Yehus Marasi Yekoyish. But you don't need the vav of the v'im. See, Darshi is the extra vav, to be Marvis Isha, he said, no, you need the V'im to let the Pasuk flow smoothly, and therefore he doesn't darsh in that extra vav. I normally, Rabbi Yehuda is Darish vav, if you look at the fifth line of the wide lines down below, Rabbi Yehuda V'im Lo Darish, Hadi Be'alma Darish Rabbi Yehuda vav, I, most of the time, Rabbi Yehuda does darsh in vav, and here he doesn't darsh in vav. Parashi B'sefet Chelis, look back in the Aleph, so he discusses when you do and when you don't. Good. We're in the middle of Hilchoy Smicha. Sahakol Soimchen. Everybody that owns a carbon, the Balim, make Smicha Chutz, except for the following list. Chayim Shoytif Cotton, because the Lab B'nei Dayaninu. This Summa, we'll see why in the Gemara, why a Summa is excluded. V'Oivikichavim, we spoke about Oivikichavim a few minutes ago. Oh, exactly. But we'll see in the Gemara there's going to be yet another drasha. Baltim Zayn. Vil Eved and an Eved. Vihashliach. That's Vilay Karm Chaveiro. Yeah, exactly. Vil Isha and the woman. That was all the Gabi Tmura. Now we're talking the Gabi Hilchas Micha. We're going to get back to it. Don't be nervous, Mitch, and we'll get to it. Okay, so that's the list of those people that do not do Smicha. And now, another halacha, usmicha shiori mitzvah. We've had this expression before in the Gemara. Whenever it says shiori mitzvah in this connection, it means that it is not the primary, major, key, essential part of the mitzvah. It's also part of the mitzvah. Why does the Gemara tell us that? Because b'diavad, if the person didn't do smicha, it's still a kosher karvin, it's still mechaper, it still does what it's supposed to do. But of course, you're supposed to do the smicha. You didn't. So therefore, that's why it's called shiari mitzvah. You still have a kabbalah. It's not mitzvah menamufcha. You didn't do it properly the way you were supposed to. So you didn't do 100%. You did it not 95%. But lamaisa, the karvin was still effective. And the Mishnah continues, how do you do smicha? Al roish, bebez yadayim. You do it on the head of the animal, not on the back, and you do it with both hands. Now this is important because very often the pasuk says, v'samach yodoy al roish karbonoy. Yodoy sounds like one hand, you just put one hand. How do you know two hands? Mitchell will see that on the Gemara, how do you know? Ubamakim shesoimchen shchichtin, the same place that you do the smicha, that's where you do the shchita. The take of the smicha shchita, right after the smicha, you do the shchita. You don't wait until tomorrow. You do it immediately, one after the other. We're going to talk about that at the end of today's blot in the Yes Hashem. Anyway, we go back to the beginning. The Mishnah Hakol Soimchen Chutz Mi'chei Shoyt V'Katan Sigmura Bishle Mi'chei Shoyt V'Katan Dolab Nei Deyaninu. I understand why they don't have a din of smicha because they're basically exempt from all the mitzvah Shabbat Torah because, unfortunately, of their lack of intelligence. Rabbanei Deyanin. Oivikachavim Nami is Patur, because B'nai Yisrael Soimchen V'ein Oivikacham Soimchen. The parasha that talks about the din of smicha starts off Dava B'nai Yisrael. V'yamar Talem, Orem Ki'afri Kem Akam Hashem, etc. And then the next pasuk or two after that talk about the din of smicha.
So it's a different pasuk that you're referring to.
Oh. So, Brother Shai is already asking a very, very strong kasha. Top of the Yomid we learn Karbanoi v'loi Karbanoi v'kechavim to exclude a goy, and here it says b'nei Yisrael soimchem and v'kecham soimchem. What do I need two separate pesukim for? Right, that's your kasha. Nusufos emphatef de kasha. So this kasha is a very, very good kasha, as usual, just like all the kashas in Israel and praise. However, it's an alter kasha. This is a kasha that Tosfos already asked back on the Samach Aleph on the base. you go back to Samach Aleph Chomet Beis, the Gemara over there tells us the same drash is about the Bnei Yisrael, the Leibnois Yisrael. You see towards about Omer of Yosef Atinu Shechidek HaKosef. This is about two-thirds down the Amud. Tin Shechidek HaKosef, being Karmel Yisrael, the Karmel Yisrael, the Karmel Nashim, should go together. Being Karmel Yisrael, the Karmel Yisrael, the Karmel Nashim, Besmicha, that what? Bnei Yisrael, V'loi, I have the Kechavim, Bnei Yisrael, V'loi, Benois Yisrael. But by those, both of them, there's a din of, no din of Smicha. So now, when you have a Pasuk, Karbanoi, V'loi, Karban, I have the Kechavim. So what's going on? So look at the Toysis, Matzino, Shechidek HaKosim. This is the first wide line. How do I know? Pirish Bekuntis, Tesanyi, Betoyos Kehan, Bereshe. Bnei Yisrael, V'samach, Bnei Yisrael, Soimchem, V'loi, I have the Kechavim, Soimchem. Only Bnei Yisrael, and not Goyim, Bnei Yisrael, V'loi Bnei Yisrael, Soim Chois. Okay, and it's not only Teres Kahanim, Ula Kaman, the Soif Shtei Midois. Shtei Midois is the name of our parak, with Samach Aleph Amid Beis, with the first wide line.
I got it. Okay.
And now we're on to the second wide line at the end, starting now the third wide line. Ula Kaman, the Soif Shtei Midois. That's our Gemara. Amrin, Navi Bnei Yisrael, Soim Chim, Bnei Yisrael, Soim Chim. Vim Toima, Freitach Brother Shai. The typically mean the Darshin Mesoif Shtei Midois, Karbon, Evelai Karbon, Ivy Kechavim. Is that your question?
Yes.
Oh, say it good. Vyesh Loiman, the Israel Karbonoi, to lay Tema Shiismach Yisrael, really should say Bishviloi, can go in Shemaybe Nesachem Bishviloi. Ah, what's going on is the Goy comes to the base of Midish, and the Goy goes and brings his Karbon. We say to the guy, let's take a look at the carbon. We make sure that there are no mumen, so we don't have a kamtza bar kamtza situation. And of course, goy have a right to go and bring the carbon, and we shecht it, we do it, everything you're supposed to do. Oh, what about the guy says, I'd like to do smicha? Sorry, the Torah says, b'nei yisov v'loi akum, no din of smicha. So then he brings along his friend, hey, Yanko, you're Jewish, maybe you do the smicha. Ah, karbonoi v'loi karbon. So one drasha Bnei Yisrael v'loi oiv dikacham comes to tell you that the goy who's the baalim doesn't do the smicha. So kadai techamina, there should be a replacement. Somebody else, a Jewish fellow, should do smicha. Karbonoi v'loi karbon shalak. Good.
Yeah.
That's why we have the two. It's okay. Bruchim tir. But please do me a favor, make a tzaychon. I want to use that. Yeah. Okay. Don't forget.
The Gentile can bring the korban up to Har Bayis.
He has to stop by the chel, I think.
Presumably, yeah.
So anyway, he couldn't.
He talks to him on telephone. No,
but okay, but he can take up the shlita smicha.
Yeah.
He can't
go to Shai Nikanor. He can't go to Shai Nikanor.
I don't think so.
Okay, basically, we have to look up elsewhere the hilcha is akum, how far he can go.
Anyway, I
might have thought maybe you can do smicha from somewhere else. I know the Gemara says that take from smicha shchita. Rather, that's a machloek. It's a mesechtes sukkim sechagiga. There's a machloek between beishamim and beisil, where you can go and bring certain kabbonis on yontif, but you can't do the smicha. You do the smicha from erev yontif. You don't do the shchita on yontif. Anyway, but that's not our sugya. We're continuing on. Bottom line: the cheshed v'katan are excluded. And Akum is excluded, both he and a shliach on his behalf.
Didn't we have back there also a woman?
And we're going to talk about woman in Mitzvah Shem shortly as well. El Suma, my time aloy. Why does it say the Mishnah of the Suma? Suma, after all, is a machloikis where the Suma is mechuyiv in all mitzvahs and not. But assuming that the Suma is mechuyiv in all mitzvahs, so then why is he excluded from doing smicha? Zokti mor Rav Yitzchak bar Abdimi. Chad omer asya smicha smicha mezikni ho'edev, chad omer asya smicha smicha me'oilas re'iyah. We had already yesterday at great length that there is only two smichois by karbonos tzibur. Rav Shimon said that there are three, but there's not. If you can exclude the Sora Mishtaleach, because that's not a smicha b'baalim, so therefore you only have two, the par helim dovish shel tzibur, together with the Seiri Avoy the Zora, according to Rav Shimon. But anyway, but one smicha that everybody agrees to, that's a smicha by the par helim dovish shel tzibur, because the pasuk itself says, v'samchu zikne ho'edo es yedeyem al roish ha'par. So there's nothing to talk about. Now, the zikne ho'edo is referring to the Anshei Sanhedrin, that they have to go and do smicha. The question is, can you have one of the Bali Sanhedrin, one of the Ziknei Sanhedrin, are they allowed to be a Suma? And the answer is no, unfortunately, a Suma would be disqualified to be a member of the Sanhedrin, even though he may be the greatest Talmud Chacham of the generation, but he could not sit on the Sanhedrin. Why not? See, Gemara learns it from Psukim by Moshe Rabbeinu. It's got to be Itcha B'doimim Lecha, and therefore, and the Gemara also brings another Pasuk from Shir HaShirim, Kulach Yofer Ayasi Mum Ein Bach, that when you're talking about the Zikni or Eida, that they have to be Menukah from any potential Mum, including, in particular, Summa. And therefore, you cannot have one of the Anshei Sanhedrin should be a Summa. And since we're learning Smicha, Smicha, meaning, by your regular Karbonis, V'samach Yodei Arosh Karbonoi, that's Smicha we're going to learn now from the Smicha of V'samchu Zikni Eides Yideyem Al Rosh Apar. So I'm learning Smicha, Smicha. Just like the Zikni Eida, a Summa would be disqualified. He wouldn't even be a person of Sanhedrin to start off with. Here too, a Summa is disqualified from doing Smicha. By Oilas R'iya, where every Yid in Klal Yisrael has to bring a carbon oila, the Torah says, Yira Yeroa, and I learned from Yira Yeroa, the Kodesh Baruch Hu sees all the Yidin, Kaviyochel, and we try to see the Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash. Anyway, so since the Torah uses the expression Yira Yeroa, the Gemara talks about that at length in the beginning of Masechtas Chagiga. So here too, Nebuch the Summa Kenish Zayin, so therefore, just like he is exempt from bringing the Oilas R'iya, he's also exempt from Hilchois Smicha. So therefore, one learns from the Zikni Eida, and one learns from the Oilas R'iya. Now the question is, why doesn't each one learn like the other one? The Chayyim both are good. My time of the Aleph and Zikni Eida. Why does he learn Zikni Eida? So Gemara, very simple. Donin Yochid Mi Yochid Mi Donin Yochid Mi Tzibur. After all, we're talking about a carbon Yochid over here. A private Summa wants to bring his carbon. Don't bring me a rye from Parhel Mdavshul Tzibur, which is a carbon Tzibur in the sense that it's brought by the Tzibur of the Sanhedrin. It's not the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, but the Tzibur of Sanhedrin. And remember back in the Masechtas Chagiga, we said according to one Mandi Yomer, each Shevet has to go and bring Parhel Mdavshul Tzibur. But regardless, but the point is that certainly more of a Tzibur type of carbon, especially the Gabi, the Smicha, this Agantze Tzibur, we have the Sanhedrin doing it, as opposed to the private individual. Therefore, we don't want to learn Yachid with Tzibur, rather, learn Yachid from the din of Oides Re'iyah, Yachid mi Yachid. Oman the Yalef mi Zikmi Eidah, my time of the Yalef mi Oides Re'iyah, so you want to meet the Chsibbe Smicha be Gufay, meet the Chsibbe Smicha be Gufay, Lafuki Oides Re'iyah, the Higufa mi Oides Nadova Gomra. What does the Gemara mean? What the Gemara means is that if you look up the parasha of the three regalim, where the Torah says, Sholosh Pam Bashana, Yiroi Kol Zechorcha, Esmenei Hashem Alekecha, and everybody has to bring his Oilas Re'iyah and Shalom Chagiga, Alts is Emes. But it doesn't say anywhere that he has to do a Smicha on the Oilas Re'iyah. How do I know that he has to do a Smicha on the Oilas Re'iyah? He knows it because I have a Hekish Oilas Re'iyah from Oilas Nedava. Vushted by Oilas Nedava, the Tani Tanaka made Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba, Vayakrevesa Oila Vayaseha Kamishpot. This is a pasuk of Bayoy Mashmini of the days of the Miluim, when they first erected and established the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishkan, and it says that Aharon HaKohen brought an Oila Vayaseha Kamishpot. It was my Kamishpot. He did it in accordance with all the rules and regulations. Thank you very much, Brother Shai. The question is, what rules and regulations we're talking about? Kimishpat Oides Nedava. Because at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, where it enumerates all the rules and regulations governing Oilois, the Oilois that we're talking about over there are Oilois Nedava, a Nefesh Kisakriv, a Yid that wants to go and bring a carbon Oilois Nedava. And so there was Zokta Yomari Yetz. Here it says, Vayikra Kimishpat, the Oilois Choyva that Aharon HaKohen brought during the Miluim, on the eighth day of the Miluim, meaning the first day of the Mishkan, I learned it that it has the same dinam like the Mishpat Oides Nedava. That what? Liman Oides Choyva, Shetu'una Smicha. Just like, but Oides Nedava needs Smicha, that it says Befedish in the Torah. Here too, the Oides Choyva, I learned from the Oides Nedava that it requires Smicha. And that Oilas Choyve, of course, is talking about Miluah. But our Gemara is extending it further and saying that any Oilas Choyve has that din, and therefore the Oilas Re'iyah, which is an Oilas Choyve, also has a din of Smicha. But the Maisa doesn't say Smicha Begufay. It's imported from Hilchois Oilas Nedava. And so therefore, the Mandiyoma that learns from Zikna Eidah says, I prefer learning a Gzeirah Shavah directly, one-on-one. The smicha from a private carbon to the smicha of the Paralam Dovashot Tzibur, because both of them, there's a lotion of smicha. And just like by the Paralam Dovashot Tzibur, it's got to be Menukim Meimum, and therefore they're not allowed to be a Summa. So here too, the Summa is Potter from the Dinim of smicha. Rather than learning it from Oilas Re'iyah, although that's Yachid and Yachid, but Oilas Re'iyah Shteitnish, it doesn't say the Din of smicha. Oh, but how do I learn the Din of smicha? I learn it from Oilas Nedava. So since I have to import that drasha from somewhere else, it becomes a little bit more remote, if you will, and that's why I prefer learning from the Zikniyite. L'chore, this raises another question. What's that other question? Because back in the Masechta Zvachim, if you remember, we had two blot that went back and forth about you can't have limud min halimud.
Right.
So if you have one gzeira shavah, you can't have another gzeira shavah. You have one hekesh, you can't have another hekesh. Then you can have a hekesh back to back with a gzeira shavah, and a gzeira shavah back to back with a hekesh, and a gam samaisim. So the chayra, how can I go and learn now the din of summa from the din of oilas re'iyah? Since oilas re'iyah, I learn initially from oilas chayva. And then, so that's one limud, and now, based on that, I want to go and take Oilas Re'iyah and learn it further to the Halacha of Asuma. So isn't that back-to-back Limudim, isn't that problematic? It's not my Kasha. Toysis Frank Shevet Kasha. Toysis here in the middle of the Yomad Yalef me Oilas Re'iyah. So Toysis Avagav the Oilas Re'iyah Gufa me Oilas and Dover Goma Kidab Esalach, like the Gemara says. V'kaimel and the Dover Lomid Behekish. Oi! Ein Choyzim Alav V'Zeir Shava. Oi, you have a problem. How can I do a back-to-back Limudim? So Tosis gives a very simple teretz. Hani milehecha diyalef hahi milza gufa. Avl hocha yofinan uydas choyvetet unas smicha me uydas nedava. For the gomrin and suma del loy. What does he mean to say? If we would initially learn the din of uydas re'iyah from uydas nedava, like the Gemara learns, that what, that there's a din of smicha. And then we would go and say further, how do I know that a suma also requires smicha? I learned Summa from Oilas Chayva. I learned Oilas Chayva from Oilas Nedava. So I have a back-to-back Limudim. Over here we're not talking about extending the Halacha further, that A equals B, and therefore B equals C, so therefore A equals C. No. What we're saying is, first I learned the Din of Smicha, Oilas Re'iyah, which is Oilas Chayva from Oilas Nedava, and then I don't be marba yet another case of a Din of Smicha, but rather fakert, I use it as a miut. Because just like by the halacha of Oilas Re'iyah, it says Yira Yeira, it's got to be Bnei Re'iyah, and a person who's assumed is potter from being Oila Regel, so he's potter from going and bringing the Karm Oila. So if he does bring a Karm Oila, then he is potter from Smicha because of the fact that he cannot be Mekayim the Yira Yeira. So that's what Tois is telling you. When do you say, Ein Echoizm Lamed Begzei Shuv, Hani Mila Hechad Yalef, Hahi Milza Gufa? In other words, if I would first learn the din of smicha, Oilas Re'iyah from Oilas Nedav, and then I would extend that one further and say the same thing applies to a summa. Oh, so I'm extending. That's halacha number one, that there is a din of smicha. And v'holder, now I'm learning another drasha to tell you from Yira Yira, the summa delay. That's not a back-to-back type of limud. Those are two separate limudim, and that is permissible, even according to the Gemara in Masechta Zvachim about learning back-to-back limud. Good.
What about one's Ladaros, one's the Luim, was Chad Shahas, Chad Parmi? How are we going to extend the question?
You have that point quite a few times, Shkoyach. The points of those Gemaras is that if you don't have a specific limud because of extra words or Gzeira Shavas or Hakeshim or whatever, then Sho'a Midoiris Lo Yofina, that you would not automatically assume that Miluim has the same dinam as today, because who says? After all, that was all Hayra'a Sho'a. Those Kabbalists were never brought a second time in history. So therefore, since they are really unique and extraordinary on their own, so many halachas that apply today, L'doyreis wouldn't apply L'shah. But if I have a specific limud that tells you, yes, no, I have a specific limud. So that's what the Gemara is telling you. Why did it have to say Kamishpat there by the Hilchos Miluim? To tell you that Taka does have the same Mishpatim. Because if it wouldn't have said it, if we just said Yaakov is a Oila, period, then ain't a chanam. Maybe there was no Smicha, maybe there was no Minchas Sesochim, maybe there's no Din of Oilas Lekahanim. Once somebody said Kamishpat, I see it has a Mishpat like Oilas Nedava, at least the Gabi Hilchos Smicha, perhaps there are other things as well, but our Gemara doesn't go further. So it's more like we have in the Mishnah for Eved Vashlich for Ishar. Also, there is no din of smicha. Tanu Rabban. It says in the pasuk Yodoi three times. The Samach Yodoi Arosh Karbanai. So I learned that three times Yodoi Veloyad Avdoi Yodoi Veloyad Shluchai Yodoi Veloyad Ishtoi. This Yodoi comes to exclude a carbon brought by your Eved, by your Shliach, by the Isha. Isha specifically, as we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, is Lechayra talking about not an Isha generally, but by a wife, which will be important as we'll see in another moment. So I have three separate drushes to go and exclude Karbanis brought by Avodim, Shlichim, and Isha. How does an Eved bring Bechlal? Presumably he has some possessions on his own that people gave to him, Amanas She'en L'Rabbi Rishus Boy. So the Eved is bringing his own Karban. Nevertheless, he doesn't do Smicha on the Karban. Zokti Yimara. Kalhani Lomali, what do I need? Three separate Limudim, the Gabi the Eved, the Gabi the Shliach, and the Gabi the Isha. Shliach. The E, because Rahman Acharab and Minalim, the Eved La Bar Mitzvah. And Eved has all, only Mitzvahs Ki Isha. He doesn't have all the Mitzvahs of a regular man. So therefore, I would say that's why he doesn't have the Din of Smicha. Yeah, another Mitzvah that he doesn't have. He only has half of the Mitzvah. So he's missing this Mitzvah Smicha. Now, Shliach Bar Mitzvah, a normal Shliach, a fine attire Yid was Bar Mitzvah, and Shliach Shlom Kamoise, we say, Kol Atayr Kol Shliach Shlom Kamoise. Same with Lismach, I would say. Yeah, a Shliach can be Soymech on behalf of someone else. Me Ashmin and Haitat would only say these two, the Lav Kigufay Dami. Lamaisa, these are separate people. An Eved is separate and a Shliach is separate. Av Ishtar Kigufay Dami. Ishtar meaning Ishtar Kigufay of her husband. I would think Eima Tismach, maybe she would have a right to go and be Soymech. Tzricha, that's why I have to have those three Limud. Now getting, one second. Now getting back to what Brother Shai pointed out earlier on Daf Samach Aleph, just like the Gemara with the Adarshim Nei Yisrael, Veloy, and it said, so I already have a drasha that by women there is no din of smicha. And here you're saying that the drasha is from Yodai. So the answer is very similar to what we said, like that Tois is back in Samach Aleph. That what did we say? That by Bnei Yisrael, Floyd Bnei Yisrael, if she independently is bringing her own carbon, no din of smicha. But what happens if she's going and bringing the carbon of her husband to the Beis HaMikdash? Why is she bringing the carbon of her husband? Her husband cannot come that day. He's giving a shir. He's going to the daf. He's going to work. He's at a meeting, a closing, whatever. So she's bringing his carbon. So kedai to chamina, she should be able to do it on behalf of her husband. Deke gufei danya. Kamash malon. That's why we have the drasha over here in our Gemara of Yadishtai. Now who says this? That's the next choices here on the Amud. Yod v'loi Yadishtai. Mihod dechsiv b'nei Yisrael. Butei noshim yismichol le'nafke ishtai. Tavim minat tismach b'karben ba'alat. Tegiad ba'alat tamiyat. That's why you have the two separate. So you can want to go and say women generally don't have a din of smicha. But I might have thought they'd have a din of smicha because they're bringing it for their husband. Kamash malon. Aznei. Yes, Barry, you had a question.
Why isn't a woman in Torah of Shliach, a Shlucha, that, I mean, if she's bringing, if it's not her Corbin, if it's her husband's Corbin, she's like the son, she's like, I mean, you know, she's a close family member, the father is alive and the son brings it, the son wouldn't do smicha, why do we say that the wife, why is there a havamina to say that the wife would do smicha, she's like a shliach,
I hear you loud and clear. And that's what's bothering you is bothering the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, what do I need three Yodois for? Let it just say one Yodoi to exclude the Eved mit the Shliach with the Adishtai.
Right.
Says the Gemara, because if it only say two Yodois, I would only exclude the Eved and the Shliach, because each one of them, although they are very, very close to the individual, the Balaam of this carbon, but they're not as close as Ishtoi. Ishtoi, after all, is Kigufay Damya. Like the Gemara says very often, that a person, before he gets married, both he and she are like Plagufa. When they find each other, and then they unite in sacred matrimony, and they get married, then they become like one guf. So I would think that that relationship is such an intimate, close relationship, that it's even closer than that of a son, brother, shliach, etc. Kamash malon, even though they're so close, it's still considered to be a separate entity, a separate person, and therefore exempt from hilchos smicha. Smicha shiorei mitzvah. Zokti mo'atan rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa. V'samach v'nirtza. The pasuk, of course, is a longer pasuk, but we are cutting out the words in between. The pasuk says, "V'samach yodei al roish hu oila v'nirtza loy lechaper olav." V'nirtza means that this carbon is now l'rotzay nefanav, and like the pasuk says, lechaper olav for kapara. See, it sounds like that the smich itself is causing this ritzui and kapara, and not that the zrikas adam is mechaper, but the smich is mechaper. The kapara comes through the dam, not through the smicha. The reason why it says in the pasuk "samach v'neitza," what does Gemara mean to say? Gemara means to say is that the full-fledged mitzvah min hamufchar to get the full 100% kapara, one should do the smicha. However, if you left out the smicha, it's still effective, but it's not the mitzvah min hamufchar type of kapara. It's kilu kiper v'loy kiper. In other words, bottom line, yes, if he promised to go and bring a karban oila or a karban chatos, if he did an aveira, and that's why he's bringing his karban chatos, avada, the karban was kosher, and he got his kapara, even if he didn't do smicha. However, he didn't do it mitzvah namufchar, he did it improperly and inappropriately, but b'diyevet, it was still an effective kapara. And therefore, v'samach v'nitzah comes to tell you that the smicha is also a chelik of the kapara, and therefore, lechatchila, do both. Do the smicha before you do the shechita and you do the zrikas adam. But if you left it out, the ikr kapara comes ki adam hu banefesh yechaper. And therefore, if you left out the smicha, no, you left it out. You lost the mitzvah. It's unfortunate, but you still have a kapara anyway.
This is mal alav kasuf
ki loy keeper v'keeper goes together. Ki loy keeper v'keeper. What do those magic words mean? Ki loy keeper v'keeper.
Half against not mitzvah nemuvcha.
Oh. So Rashi Xavyad, you see halfway down, Kiloy Kiper. You have them? Kiloy Kiper is about halfway down, Rashi Xavyad.
Yes.
Oh, what does Rashi say? Kiloy Kiper?
Minimovcha.
The Kiper? Kapara Koldu, the Kapara Bidam. Lamaisi has his Kapara. Yes. You cannot say this person didn't bring his carbon chattas. You cannot say this person didn't bring his carbon oil, his carbon shlam. He was Yoitze his carbon. Did he do a mitzvah minimovcha? No. He didn't do mitzvah mufcha. Okay, vaskimata. Balamaisa, he was yoitza. He gets his kapara anyway. Good. And we continue right. In other words, he's not going to get a Nobel Prize for doing the best carbon for the year. He did a carbon, he's yoitza, but it's an ishtishan stakar. And the Morris of Tanya Gabi Tanufa Kiyai Gabna. We have the identical discussion the Gabi, the din of Tanufa. Tanufa is also a requirement. Then what does it say in the pasuk? Listen for the chaper. What's the fuller pasuk? Number four. Then dalhu ve'yerim asek. It's like a kevisechad osham lisnufa lechaper olav. What's tenufa? Is this kapara? Tenufa is waving it back and forth like a lulav. That doesn't kapara. The kapara is like bedam. Frank Dimar ve tenufa mechaper like kapara ala bedam. She never get up when ever she a chaper. And again the same thing. Eloim lach shim esol tenufa shere mitzah. Alav kosik in loy kipper ve kipper. Yes, he got his kapara by doing this rikas adam. The carbon was brought. Yoitze, fine, good. Did he do a mitzvah and a mocha? No. He didn't do mitzvah mufchar. Was kemetah.
It's interesting because it's by mitzora. The kapara is actually through the being the tzaras.
Right.
The zrika is not a kapara. It's a machshir, so we can restore. Mm-hmm. So it's not. It's not kipper. Is not. It's a borrowed term, as you'd call it.
Fine. Notice back at number two when we spoke about the smicha, we were also talking about a karm oila, the samachil oila, which
true.
Is also
true.
Not in the category of.
But there is a kapara by the mitzora through the tzaras that you.
Yeah, you're 100% right. And the word keeper over here is used a little bit more broadly to mean that it was oil l'ratzoin. So that whatever he intended doing with this carbon, in the terms of either if it was a chattas or an oshem for a kapara, or an oil shlam to go and find favor in Hashem's eyes by bringing a nice carbon, okay, he found favor, but it wasn't a triple A favor, it was a double A favor.
And this was a say that you didn't do.
Yeah, exactly. Or a mitzvah shenitzak l'asei, etc., etc. Good, fine. Zogim Morabait, Al Roish, Tana Rabban. Yodai al roish. What does the Gemara say in the beginning? Masecht Zvachim. Zvachim. Actually, all the balam shem choyve. Chutz me peitzim chatas. What about Shlom? Shlom. The same thing applies to Shlom too, right? That what? That kol Zvachim. She is kasherim. It's kosher. That's balam shem choyve. What sort of choyve are we talking about?
But makes a real lie. Someone says a real lie.
What happens if he says harizu?
Then it's done. It's done. It's done. The animal is done.
Harizu. He says this carbon. I'm mafresh it now for a carbon.
Shlom.
He brings it to the Beis Hamikdash, and he tells the Kohen, bring it for an oyla. And he does it for an oyla. So he was Mishana. Right. It was Shlai Dishma. Is it kosher?
Yes.
Is it oil lal mishum choyva legabi his bringing of the carbon shlam?
No, because no. He didn't bring a shlam.
He didn't bring shlam. So therefore, you see that the choyva is not just a din that applies to a kapora, like a chatas or ashim. It's a general term.
Ritzui.
Anything that a ritzui. Exactly. On to al roish tanurbak.
That's an interesting question. The carbon zeh shlam. You have to bring that in.
Choyva, yes. I mean, if the animal gets lost, I understand, right? If the animal gets lost, you're off the hook. It's an adop. Yeah. However, if he forcefully went, if he shot it, presumably he would still have to go and bring a new one. Mm-hmm. That's my assumption. Talking about al roish, we said the Mishnah you have to go and put two hands al roish. Tonu rabbanon yodei al roish v'lo yodei al tzaver. Yode al roish v'lo yodei al gabayim. Yode al roish v'lo yodei al ha'chozeh. You got to make sure when you're doing the smicha properly, you put it on the head of the carbon and not on the tzavar. Tzavar explains Rashi means the neck underneath the head. In other words, the other side of the head. Yodei al haroish, v'leyod al gabayim. Gabayim means the back of the animal, and v'leyod al chaze, not on the chest portion of the animal. In other words, on top of the belly, the under part of the animal. Don't put your hands there. Now the question is, is that a double poshet shetach? The samach yodai al roish karbonai al roisho oila al roishoi. What do they have to say? And the Gemara tells us roish three times. Roish osava leirudan. No, for the double poshet. Do two more. Kolani lamali. Three. Tikos Rachmani would only say chada would say the mutei tzaver like koi bahade roishoi. This is the exact opposite of the roish. The roish is the top of the head. Let's think of an animal. Don't think of a person. And the animal, as we know, the head is looking downwards, and therefore. You put your hands on top of the head, that's on top of the head, but not the tzavar, which is the 180 degrees reverse. It's underneath the head, it's the tzavar part. But the back, I would say, well, that's parallel and corresponding, and it's flesh together with the head. Flesh together with the head. I would think maybe that's just as good. Okay, I didn't put it on the roish, I put it right behind the roish. Maybe that would be good. There is no din of tenufa by the roish or by the back. Avul choze, this rabbi the tenufa, the gabbi the shlomim, you do a tenufa of the choze vishoik. So I would think, choze episeps amiyuches, amiyucheses, maybe you could be yoitze not only din of tenufa with choze vishoik, but you could also be yoitze the din of smich on the choze. It's smich that you have to tell you roish means taka davka. What about yodei al tzedodim mahu? The tzedodim that we're referring to is not the tzedodim of the animal, but the tzedodim of the head of the animal. Uh-huh. Does it have to be mamish on top of the head? Or maybe if you hold the two sides of the face of the animal, is that enough? Toshimad, sani, abbiro, abbiruzo, abbianka, bohimen. Lezbi, yanka, bohimen. Yodei al roishim, lo yodei al tzedodim. Tzedodim is no good. It's got to be taka on top of the roish. Not on tzedodim, not on the sides of the head, but it's going to be on the top of the head. A related question, what happens if the Kohen didn't put his hands, or the Balaam, thank you, the Balaam didn't put his hands directly on the carbon, but there was a matlis means like a shmata, and in between, is that good or not?
What's even the question? A chatzitza, chatzitza. And if the Kohen Kohen's wearing gloves, is it good? No, it's a...
I mean, what was the shy in the first
place? Yeah.
Maybe the chatzitza only applies to Ilchas Mikvois. Maybe it doesn't apply to Ilchas Mikvois.
Yeah, all the Avoda, you have the Kohenim are barefoot on the stone floor, so there's no chatzitza.
But this is not an Avoda, this is only preparatory to the Avoda. As you pointed out correctly a minute ago, it's not the Kohen's Avoda, the Balaam that does. Okay. Maybe there's no Kpeda. So you don't know how there's a Kpeda. Oh, don't be chatz. Did you ever see people do kapor? I don't know if you do kapor shlomim yourself, but
I did it once or twice.
Okay,
yeah.
A lot of people they don't want to touch it.
The chicken, right?
So
right.
They go and put on these gloves when they're doing it. Now, there's no din of chatzitza by kapor shlomim because it's not carbon. It's a mini. Okay, but I would think this too. You have a finicky person; he doesn't want to put his hands on top of the
smelly head. Animal, right?
It's smelly, it's dirty, it's this and that. He's a finicky.
He's a finicky.
So he tells him, no, you got to do it. If you don't want to. Well, next time, don't bring a carpet. Animals, bring a carpet. What's up there?
People have more shot, just the animals than we do.
Yeah. For sure. Although today, unfortunately, a lot of animals on two legs. All right. Anyway, ubishtei yadayim. Even though it says in the pasuk v'samach yodoy al roish hakorban, al roish ha'oyla, al roish karbonoi, it means two hands. You know what I mean? How do I know two hands? I'm shocked. I'm a question. In the pasuk v'samach aharon ishtei yodov. Shtei Yodov. The reason why the Gemara says Yodoi, because this is a Greek sif. If you look up in the Sefer Torah, the word Yodov is spelled without a Yud. And, that's meaning the second Yud, the first Yud, of course you have. And under the letters Yodov, you have to go and put a kamatz under the Yud, and a kamatz under the Dalit, and then now it becomes Yodov. You want to look it up?
I see in the Torah Arshalim, but sometimes the spelling of the Torah Arshalim is different when we have in the printed
Chumash. Okay, so look it up. V'yikr tezayin chof aleph. V'yikr tezayin chof aleph. Let's see what it says. Tezayin chof aleph, tezayin chof aleph.
You're correct. Without essentially, Torah Sholein defeats the whole limud by
writes it out.
But in the printed Torah, it's Yud Dalet Vav. Yeah.
Yud Dalet Vav, and yeah. It says probably on the side, Creek Siv, on the bottom, the front, somewhere there. Yeah, no gunish, no asterisk. No,
there's a circle there.
Oh, a circle. Oh,
yeah, Yodov. Yeah.
Okay, so it's a Creek Siv, okay, and you read it Yodov, but it's written Yodoy, yeah. And it says Eshte Yodov. Zokti Gemara. Ksiv Yodoy, the Ksiv is Yodoy without a Yud. Uksiv, but right before it says Shtei.
Right.
The two Lechoira are inconsistent. Ah, the come to tell you, Zabana Ab, Mokim Shinema, Yodoy, Harikan Shtayim, Achivacha Kosev, Achaz. Whenever you see in the Torah the word Yodoy, like in Hilchoy's Smicha, the Samach Yodoy Aroish Karbonoi, and the Irtaka doesn't say Shtei Yodoy, it says the Samach Yodoy Aroish. We had this possibly, take for instance number two. The Samach Yodoy Aroish Oyla, Shtei Yodoy. Maybe it's enough just to put one hand. No, how do you know two hands? This is a Bana Ab, Kamokish, and Yodoy. Where it doesn't say Yodoy in the Greek Sefer, it says Yodoy. Harikan Shtayim, the Torah really means two. Achiv Chakosim Achas. We have the same type of drasha. We got eight Achas. Yeah, exactly. It's the same thing over here. Whenever you find the word Yodoy in the Torah, it automatically means two. Period. End of discussion. But now we'll see. It's not the end of discussion. Ozer Beluza Amr Lahash Maitza the Bein Midrashna. The Beluza said over this shtikal Torah in this marriage. The Amra Mishmei Dereish Lakish. Who's the one that said this Rish Lakish? This Rosh Minani Nili Amra Rish Lakish.
Right.
So Reb Loza said this without saying the name of Rish Lakish, and we know from the Mishnah in Masechtas Avos that whoever says it Vayira Kala Oyim Medaver B'Shem Oymrai
Maybe
Gula Oylem. And Rish Lakish was upset. He's not being Maybe Gula. Now we'll see. It's not that Rish Lakish was really concerned. You know, it's a personal offense. He didn't say my name. Why I didn't get the COVID. That wasn't Rish Lakish's concern. Rish Lakish's concern was that, in fact, Reb Lozer misinterpreted this drasha. How did he misinterpret it? Rish Lakish v'ikvid, Rish Lakish heard that they said in the name of Reb Lozer, Reb Lozer said this word without quoting Rish Lakish, and Om Aleis, and now Rish Lakish says to Reb Lozer, Isol kataita kol heicha dechsev yodoy tarti ninu. If you're telling me wherever it says in the Torah the word yodoy, it means automatically yodov, Lomeli lemichlev yodov yodov. There are so many times in the Torah, both in the Chumash and in Tanakh, the word yodov. And why didn't it just say yodoy? And in fact, actually, esumid dalid yodov. He asked him from 24 different places in the Torah and Tanakh, where it says the word yodov. And you just told me now that wherever you want to say yodov, you can say yodoy. So Kodesh Baruch Hu could have saved the extra yod each time.
24 yids.
24 yidin, exactly. What do we need that extra yod for? And the Gemara gives us three examples. Yodov to Vienna. Where is this possible yodov to Vienna? Look, it's in Vayikra Zayin, Mitzvah's Tzav. Yodov to Vienna, Eis Ishi Hashem, Esachil Valachozi Vienu, Esachozel, Honif, Oisitufa of Nesha. Oh! That's talking about the din of the Tanufas Chaz Vishoik together with Aymarim. Yodov to Vienna, from the Shlam. Yodov to Vienna. So why does it say with the Yodoy? Number one. Then we have Yodov Ravloi. Where is this? This is a pusik at the end of Zaysa Brucha, where Moshe Rabbeinu is giving a brocha to the Shiftika, and he's saying, Vizois Lihuda Vayayma, Shema Hashem Ka Yehuda Velamay to Vienna, Yodov Ravloi, Veza Veza Mitzarav Tiye. Why does it say Yodoy Ravloi? Also, it says by Yagavin, he took these two Einiklach Ephraim and Asher, Sikil es Yodov. We know Yosef got upset, Kiya B'chor, etc. So now the question, why did it say Sikil es Yodoy? Why did it say Yodov? So these are the three Shtarka Kaches on Reb Lozer. Ishtik, So Reb Lazar was silent. He didn't know what to answer. The Basa Nachdate, after both of them kind of cooled off, Amaleis Rish Lakish said now to Reb Lazar, my taimali, you could have given me l'chayra a good answer. What could you have told me? That maybe the drasha that I said, and that you did not repeat in my name, was only the Gabi Hilchois Smicha, Yodam de Smicha Ka'amri, that wherever you find in the Torah, V'samach Yodoi, it doesn't say Yodov, it says Yodoi, and therefore I would think it's one hand. So I learned from that, V'samach Harnish De Yodov, that just like over there it means two hands, whoever says Yodoi. So therefore don't ask me kashas from Hilchois Tnufas Chos V'shoik, or from the Bracha Moshe Rabbeinu, or from the Bracha of Yaakov. You know, we're talking strictly the Gabi Smicha. Why didn't you answer me that answer? Says Reb Lazar, I'll tell you why. Because Mismicha Namiksev, Vayismach as Yodav Olav Ayitzaveil. What is this referring to? Moshe Rabbeinu putting his hands on the head of Yeshua ben Nun, and now commanding him, you're going to go and take over for the future. Oh, and there it says Yodav. So I couldn't have answered you and said, well, at least the Gabi Smicha, whatever it says, Yodav, it says Yodoi, we leave out the Yod, because Yodoi means Yodav, etc. I see Smicha, and it says Yodav spelled out, mit ganze Yod. After Mara said Rish Lakish now to the Blaza, Smicha de Behema Ka'amri. We're talking in the halacha of Smicha le Gabi Smicha on a Behema. In other words, a Smicha by Karbonis. We're not talking about a Smicha on a human being. So therefore, that raif mismach liyado alav, then doesn't nishkarai, doesn't garnished, and all the raifs from the other psukim are all garnished. This whole drasha that we're saying eshtei yadov, wherever it says zebana av kamakish and emri yadoi harikan shtaim, is strictly legabe smicha on a carbon on a behema, and therefore Rish Lakish is telling Reb Lazar, it's not only that you didn't repeat the halacha in my name, but the problem is that you misinterpreted the breath of this halacha. You thought that the halacha applies either kolot or kul, and that's why you didn't have an answer. Or once I told you about smicha, you thought at least applies to all smichas across the board. No, this is a very, very limited halacha, or a limited rule, that whatever it says in the Torah, the word yodoi, legabi hilchai smicha, it's really referring to yodoi, only by behem, by behem, legabi karm.
Now, the Arshkov here has yadav. You said it's... You said the
with the
yod, with the second yod,
in the Achrimos is without a yod. It's without, but it says.
Vayikra Tezayin Chof Aleph. Vayikra Tezayin. Please go to Tezayin. Tezayin.
Tezayin.
Okay, don't be upset. Just go to Vayikra Tezayin.
Okay, I was looking at a different.
You're doing fine. Did you look it up?
Your hands on the wrong place.
Yeah.
Please look it up. Tezayin Chof Aleph. Tezayin Chof Aleph. Ah, Moni Henry.
Zion, Pasuk, what?
Chafalach. V'samach Harnish Shtei.
Shtei Yadav, here, Pasuk, okay.
It says Yadav, we'll
get that. There's a little gloss there, yeah. It says Yadav Kri.
Yeah, but
no, it doesn't have it. Yeah.
It should.
This is Yadav.
Chafalach. Shtei Yadav. See, it doesn't point out. Because it wasn't necessary to point out, because it had the two commas underneath it.
Yes.
In other words, you don't have to say it's a kriksiv, it's a yud, dalet, vav, commas, yodav. But the truth of the matter is, it is a kriksiv, because it should have said with a yud, why should you say without a yud? So, kriksiv.
Okay.
Anyway, it is what it is. You should look up the...
In the chicken?
The other art scroll, chumashim.
The one without the translation?
Yeah, exactly.
Not the Gracian one, as you call it. The Gracian Gemaras.
The Gracian Gemaras. I only use that expression because when people spoke about... We spoke about learning in school, elementary school. We had Limud Kodesh in the morning, that was called Yiddish.
Yeah.
And in the afternoon, this was Yiddish and Goyish. That was to distinguish between Limud Kodesh and Limud Chol. This was Yiddish, this was English. This English, Yiddish and Goyish. Anyway, love to Zion of Aleph. Oh, you see? A little kick over here. Shtei Yadav.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
See that?
I didn't realize
that. Uh-huh. See that?
Yeah.
He's a firmer
commission
the other day.
Anyway,
whatever. Regards from your son, we'll see you the first minute. Yeah. Damn, fine. Ah, Gewaldig. Sach nachts. Anyway, finishing off the Mishnah and the Gemara before we start on the new Mishnah Mitzvah tomorrow, it says, takeif l'smicha shchita. That was the very end of the Mishnah. So makom shesamich shchita. Wherever you do the smicha, that's where you do the shchita. Even though there are certain smichas that have to be done, for instance, by the metzayda, where he stands in the shanikana, but he sticks his hands into the azara, and then there's a whole shala biyah, makes a shmo biyah, lashmo biyah, but he puts his hands onto the hand of on the head of his carbon, but that carbon is standing in the azara. It's not standing in the shanikana. So therefore, you can go and shecht on that spot. You don't have to move it. So v'makiv shesayim chushayim and take with me chushchita. Don't waste any time. Freitim or Mike Amar.
Makom means the place in the azara, not the place on the animal.
Makom of the azara.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Where's the makom of the smicha?
By the Ezestrol. Usually do the Ezestrol.
Yeah, but term of the behemoth. You said regarding the behemoth.
No, by the tzavar. That's how I was waiting for by the front of the tzavar. And here we're doing this. Here we're doing the smicha on the top of the head.
Exactly. Right. So you don't
know.
No, of course. Yeah. There's no smicha by itself.
Good. Try not to do a malika on an animal. You'll see.
Good luck.
Not
you'll so break your fingers.
Yeah. Anyway, so what's the more is my ka'ama? What's the more is my ka'ama? It's very simple. So you look at the Rashi Ksav Yad, which is about 8 lines from the bottom of the Amud. That's Rashi. My ka'ama. To listen, take of the smicha shchita. Let it just say take it. Vanayadana dimamokim shesimchen shoichtin. Why? The fish should take it. The smicha shchita. Tichse v'samach and v'samach lein. Right after it says v'shachat. In other words, the second halacha already tells us that you do the mokim shesimchen shoichtin. Don't waste any time. Take it means instantaneously. Right. You just finished out the smicha. Do the shchita. If I'm going to go and schlep the behemoth now to a different part of the azara, I'm going to waste 3 seconds, 5 seconds, a minute, whatever it is. So I don't even need. So the Maika Amar is the words the Mokim Shesem Cheshoich and the Chayra are unnecessary. Let us just simply say Takeif the Smicha Shchita. Every Mokim Amar, one is being Mavayer the other, one's being Mazber the other. The Mokim Shesem Cheshoich. You know why there is such a rule that wherever the Smicha was done, do the Shchita on the same spot. Should take the smicha shchita. So it's really one concept, one thought, and the Mishnah is giving us the benefit of the reasoning. Don't just simply think, I don't know. No, there's a very good reason. Because take the smicha shchita, therefore do the shchita on the mokim of the smicha.
And if the shchita is not done immediately after the smicha, do you do the smicha again? Like there's interruption.